Hi Stella.
Hey.
So tell me, what you're doing most of the days?
I'm developing my own brand. It's called Stella Somers, so my own name. But it's about creating accessories, more specifically leather accessories that would last a lifetime, basically. So I've kind of created this circular system, so that when the client comes and buys my product, then at first he or she can kind of take care of it more easily. That's why all the straps are really easily detached, and all the pockets are really easily detached, so that for example, if you get a hole in it, then you can repair only the pocket, not you don't have to take apart the whole like back body. And in the long run, if the person is tired of the accessory, the bag, then he or she can return it to me and I can recycle the material. So like the round two would be already from recycled leather. And the person who then comes in the circle can already choose whether he or she would like to make the new accessory out of recycled material or a new one. And as leather is so so controversial material, and at the same time very durable, then I've just like that's my aim, how to make the products as long lasting as possible. And if they're not anymore like functioning the way the owner wants, then I don't want people to throw them away or just like leave them on the shelf. I want the material to kind of live its life longer and maybe in a different way. And that's why the maintenance part is really important as well. And that's why I use vegetable tanned leather, which is also more like environmental friendly than crow tanned one. But also it ages beautifully and has its own story. All the scratches have like and the stains have kind of their own again our story to tell, so it's very live material in a way.
That's cool. But how did you get the idea to make the recycled ones, like make the cycle full life cycle of the bags?
I was in my master's and I was looking for a subject to write my thesis about. And I knew that I wanted to try to make my own company. And I was by that time kind of sure that I just don't want to make just bags. And as I had kind of gone more deep into the design philosophy and also dealt a lot with like economic issues, then I kind of stumbled on service design, and from service design into this like circular economy, and then I just started to explore it more, and I was thinking that how I could do something about it in my own field, because I had already studied it for 6 years, so so in a way, I kind of saw the issues that are big problems in my industry, and just I took this one kind of issue or problem, and then tried to solve it. So I was lucky that by the time that I had to decide what my thesis is gonna be about, that I had the subject on the table, and my tutors kind of let me kind of explore it. Because at first when I was talking about this idea in the at school, that I'm gonna write my thesis about that, and I'm not gonna do any practical work, it's just gonna be theoretical and the outcome is just a business model, then they were not big fans. And I got phrases that it's not possible, and it's not worth it, and it's the topic and so on. But now, and at, like at first, when I graduated, I was very sick of the topic. It's just, I think, the relief of what you get after handing in MA paper, or like thesis paper. But so like I was very tired of the topic, and then but I knew still that I wanted to try the company, or like try to try the entrepreneurship. And then as I didn't have any money, then I went to this unemployment office and looked for more trainings, how to be or how to become a better entrepreneur. And then I asked for money from the government to buy the machines. And as I didn't have much on the table, then I just like started to make custom made orders, and kind of didn't deal very much with the topic, with the circular economy, but only like with part of it. So I was all those custom made orders were really good like survey basically about the target group and what people are actually like asking out of an accessory or a bag. And then I did that for many years and didn't work on the collection of that I have now. And then it's just like the voice inside kind of grew louder and louder that it's not gonna be very like sustainable choice if you just keep doing that. So I kind of slowly started to put my knowledge that I had gained with custom made orders into the collection. And also because like when you are just like one man company, then you have to do everything and finally in the end of the day you have done nothing basically. So I started to get help and hired people, and that meant that slowly I had done like little steps to kind of reach the point where I am now and will be like in the 5 years or something. So it was finally it was the time that I had given to think about what I want to do with my knowledge, and then the real life kind of combined with the designer philosophy, where all the circular economy idea came from. And now I'm really happy that I kind of didn't lose the topic, because now everybody's talking about it, and I'm kind of happy that I had the courage to decide that it's important at that time when everybody else in Estonia, not everybody else, but like very many people didn't understand why I'm doing that.
But what were some of the challenges in the beginning? You said you're a designer and you studied art. Well, what about the business side? How difficult was it to become an entrepreneur, and what helped you?
I think I'm very I like to risk a lot, which means that maybe in a way I'm kind of the silly person who just like doesn't think very much and just like acts and sees what comes out of it, and when nothing comes out of it then it's okay too. So in that way I think I didn't have any fear, I just wanted to see if it if my idea works, and I was very like eager to try, and also very kind of patient, so that if I had to work a lot then that was okay. So I had this maybe attitude that helped me to just keep on running the marathon. but the good thing is that at that time when I was entering my MA program, then all this creative economy was was very popular topic, and it started to, like, people started to talk about it, government started to make programs for it and so on. And I was actually, like, working during my master's in the Ministry of Culture on that topic, so everybody for me was very, like, logically set in my life. And thanks to the government policy, I had already quite good subject in the master, like, in the program. And then also the it was very easy to enter the training in the unemployment office. And also there was this Creative Estonia program, PESA, which helped to think about all the topics that you need to think about when you already are doing like something, when you already have the business idea, you've started, but you just need a kick, and you need to rethink your business model, you need to think about the future and make the analysis now with the entrepreneurship, like entrepreneur side, and also with the product design side. And that was, in a way, it was very hard time for me, because I had to survive, and I had to think about, like, what's my life gonna be in 5 or 10 years, and then I was kind of tired of the idea of the circular system, that then I was already very close to kind of lose the topic and just continue as, like, regular business model. But now, looking back, I'm very happy that I had this time, because even now when I look back, for example, also the time in PESA program, then I understood at that time that the topic is important, but I can't link that to my everyday life right now. But I can link it now. So even now I have these, like, images of those video trainings and some, like, good thoughts that the mentors gave. So it kind of stays with you. You just put them in your little caves in your brains, and then take them out when you need advice the most, I guess.
And where is your company now? What's the challenges ahead?
Well, the company is, in a way, in a place where I wanted, or like I dreamed when I was doing my master thesis, but not totally, like, the ideal is not reality yet, but it's definitely moving very quickly towards that. And now when I'm smarter and more smarter and older, then I already have, like, new ambitions. But in general, it's the circular system is working. We have to think of the more about the service design and also, like, the economic value of the circle and the services. But I have a team. Actually it's quite a lot of people, but at the same time it's not like it's 14 people, but it's not 14 jobs, because in my field I have like 10 crafters, which means that some crafters are, like, working part time, which means that altogether now, starting from June 2017, I'm gonna have maybe 10 jobs. So I have a team which I very, very, very like, because, like, doing everything alone is definitely not something I want to do. I've done it, and it's always like you do that in the start, and that's necessary, but now I really enjoy the teamwork. And we are right now opening a shop, we have the web shop, but we're now opening also the physical shop.
Where will it be?
It's gonna be in Telliskivi Creative like hub, and so very logical place where people are used to go to look for that kind of companies. And then we are more and more dealing with all these like aftercare services and choosing the best material, how to maintain it, the customer experience, and all the branding, everything that comes with the branding. As now it seems to me that I'm still like really small company, and it's kind of a game, and I can it's not kind of real life, but I understand that people who have now seen me from the side take me as a serious company, which means that all the things that I have in my mind is ideal. I really have to like put them in action, and I don't now it's this PESA program effect, that you have that in mind, you have that in mind, and you have thought about it, you have not thought about it like totally through, but now it's time, because otherwise it's too late. But now this year we are acting towards the markets that we think are best for us.
But what about giving advice for young entrepreneurs who want to start now, or
just basically act, start doing the thing that you think you want to do, because anyway you're gonna have all the hurdles and problems and so on, and then when you have them, then you think about them and you're gonna anyway solve them. And I've kind of advised them to think what kind of life you want to live, let's say in 5 years time or something, and then just make the first plan and then just go for it, because life is gonna change you anyway.